giant steps. Now a host of termites blights the yellow house. It hunkers on a plain of bleached-out grasses, wearing seed heads light as mist. Back then, on dragged-out afternoons, I climbed splintery stairs to the attic. Snarling, grown-up voices softened until I could pretend they were quiet for a while. I gazed outside at the rise and hulk of trees on the horizon and envisioned other children there, playing giant steps in the shade. At night, the wind stomped loose clapboards outside my room. Mornings, the meadowlark slurred his whistle, and the Savannah sparrows lisped. Sometimes I scavenged small flowers with blue petals and a cinnamon center. I'd hurry back to the house, but the flowers fell limp as stunned honeybees. My skin turned the color of tomatoes. I hid my face in the dense, tall grasses, never reached the shade of trees. The house is nailed shut now. On the horizon, high buildings glaze in the sun.